Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Nix, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more. So today I'm going to talk about how regional Victorian businesses can capitalise on big events in their own regional areas. Now, we know regional Victoria comes alive with major events. We've got everything from food to wine to animals, displays, vehicle shows, you name it. We have it all. So let's dive into a little bit about major events and the impact and how you as a small business can leverage off that event. So as you all know, major events can bring a surge of visitors to Victoria. And while the buzz often centres around Melbourne, regional areas have the potential to reap significant benefits too by hosting their own. So if we think about the larger regional events across our regional areas, what impact do they actually have? You may or may not know that they actually foster a strong sense of community by bringing people together for shared experiences. This is especially crucial during challenging times as many small towns and regional areas grapple with the effects of drought, flood, and bushfires. According to Google, events create a platform for social connection, resilience building, and a much-needed spirit boost. They provide opportunities for participation, skills development, volunteering, and social, cultural, economic, and environmental development. Bit of a mouthful, but an event ticks many boxes. Community events and festivals can attract tourists and visitors at a regional, national, and international level. If you add social media to that mix on the day, the world seems much closer. Many people who may not have been able to attend the event will check out lives on social media and photos to see how the event is going or how it went. Not as good as being in there on the day in person, but close enough. Beyond social benefits, major events are a significant economic driver for regional towns. They generate revenue through tourism, accommodation, and local businesses catering to the influx of visitors. This financial injection can be a lifeline for struggling communities, supporting local jobs and stimulating growth. Not to mention if your event is very community-minded, community groups as well. Large-scale events like music festivals, sporting tournaments, vehicle shows and agricultural shows are well known for injecting cash into our local economies. Now, sorry to get all academic on you, but stay with me. An article titled The Role of Festivals in Drought-Affected Australian Communities by Chris Gibson and John Connell in 2015 researched a survey of 480 festivals in rural Australia. Now, this survey was carried out in 2008, okay, so some time ago. But it was at the height of the millennium drought, as they called it, and they explained the role and significance of festivals under conditions of extreme environmental stress. This research examined the roles of festivals and events in rural Australian communities facing environmental hardship. As I mentioned, the millennium drought. While festivals can struggle under such conditions, especially ag shows, the study found that they also played a vital role. Over half of the respondents noted that their event helped the community cope. Festivals brought people together, boosted spirits, and even stimulated economic activity through creative frugality, being cheap. This suggests that festivals can both be constrained and empowered by environmental crises, acting as a source of resilience and community support. So, just backing up what I've mentioned previously, one more, bear with me. Others as quoted in their publication titled Festival and Event Tourism Impacts under their chapter Impacts of Festivals. Now, apologies to these authors because I'm going to get this pronunciation wrong. Three authors by the name of Swathi Rachivyadran, Sion Jung Lee, and Barbara Atanga explored the multifaceted influence of festivals on communities. Excuse me. These celebrations, they said, often were steeped in cultural traditions, some dating back to 534 BC, way before my time, probably way before your time. Anyway, and they came in various forms, music, film, food, and more. And you can imagine things have evolved over the years. So beyond the well-documented economic boost they provide, festivals also leave a social, cultural, political, and environmental footprint. They impact the well-being of both residents and attendees and can even shape how a destination is perceived. They suggest as technology and society change, festival goers' expectations evolve as well, creating new trends the festival organisers must consider, ensuring a positive experience and continued loyalty. All right, Sam, that's all very well and nice and very academic-like, but what does this actually mean? Well, as you may know, this translates to increased spending at hotels, restaurants, cafes and shops, or potentially increasing turnovers for small businesses in the immediate vicinity. Here's how you, as a small business owner in regional Victoria, can leverage these events, even if they don't directly target your usual clientele. Okay, so then how do you think outside your target market? So even if the event doesn't align with your core demographic, there are still ways to attract a slice of the visitor pie. And here's the key, you have to be creative. Here are my top eight. Number one, consider a package deal. Partner with a local business or a group of businesses to offer event-themed packages. Number two, dream up themed opportunities such as getting into the event spirit with special menus, window displays, office or cupcakes with a theme. You're getting the drift now. Number three, work those socials. Promote your business on social media using relevant content and event hashtags. Share user-generated content about the event and do a countdown. Even better, do a social media live on the day. Number four, pop-up shops. Consider a temporary stall at the event itself. Many businesses, if it's a road-style event, will have a pop-up section out the front of their shop. Chat with the organisers and local government guys to ensure you're okay to do this. You might need a permit. Number five, community collaboration. Partner with the organisers, local groups, tourism groups, or visitor information centres for promotional opportunities. For example, be listed in their program or feature boards. Number six, event theme promotions. Get creative and design special promotions or products themed around the event. Now, I already touched on this, but I had a really good thought. If you were a bakery, you could sell cookies decorated with symbols related to the local festival, or you could get some t-shirts or hats made up for the team. You have to get creative. Number seven, extend those business hours. Look at adjusting your business hours to cater for event goers who might be looking for food or services before or after the event. Create unique experiences is number eight. Think about how you can create a unique, memorable experience that ties into the event. A bed and breakfast could offer a package deal that includes event tickets. That's if it's a ticketed event. Or a local meal deal and a special local experience. This may add to an extended stay or what we call enhanced visitor dispersal. You will be tested. That was a big one. Alrighty, so that's a great group of top tips. But then how do I make that happen? So here's five low-cost ways to implement these strategies. Number one, use that social media, which is in the worst case, it could be a very minimal cost for advertising boosts. Your action would be regular posts, stories, and engagement using event-related hashtags. Number two, leverage your existing customer base. Use your email newsletters and dream up a low-cost in-store promotion around the event. So your action basically is just informing your existing customers about the event-related specials, and extended hours if you were doing that. So it's sort of drumming up excitement around the event coming. Number three, do it yourself or DIY marketing materials. So this is about in-house or localized printing of posters or flyers, badges, quirky hats. A lot of the times organisers will say, hey, knock, knock, Sam, can we put your flyer up in your window about the event? Well, yes, here, and I'll have a couple of extras for handouts. You know what I'm going, where I'm going with that. So that is about creating and distributing those posters or flyers in your stall and around town. Get part of the promotional part of it. Get involved. Number four, host a small event or special offer. And this can be a low cost depending on the scale. You could organise an in-store event or offer a special deal that coincides with a larger event. Again, use your socials and your direct emails. Number five, see what the cost is to be advertised alongside others in the event program or on their website, because you need to be able to seek out those cost-effective ways to be included. So you're going to need to chat to the organisers, check in on their website or their socials, see if you can sponsor in some way. You never know what will come up. By thinking strategically, you can turn seemingly irrelevant events into opportunities. Remember, the key is to connect with the influx of visitors, showcase how your business enhances their regional Victorian experience, and just get involved. You'll reap the benefits. Tune in for part two, that will be a case study of sorts around how regional Victorian businesses can capitalise on big events, including community groups, and there may even be an interview. Until next time, cheerio. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsy, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.